Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 23rd, 2021. This morning I will talk about the 10th commandment, do not covet. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, you feed the birds that neither spin nor reap. You send the rain and the sunshine on the just and the unjust without discrimination. You make the day and the night to bless us with activities and with sleep. We cast our obsessions and addictions at your feet. In the power of your Holy Spirit, heal our relationships and soften our hearts that we might grow more like you with each passing day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Deuteronomy 5:21 we read, "And you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." How many marriages and families have been destroyed over the years by the love of money? Disagreements over money are often cited as the leading cause of divorce. Covetousness is a cross between greed and envy. Greed is an extreme desire to possess something, while envy is an extreme desire that someone else not possess that which we desire. In either case, our desires lead us to treat others badly. Both greed and envy are among the 7 deadly or mortal sins popularized by Thomas Aquinas in the 12th century. Aquinas listed these as pride, envy, anger, sloth, greed, gluttony, and lust. He described them as capital sins because they lead to other sins and are the opposite of particular virtues. Just as virtue is an ongoing good characteristic trait, a vice is an ongoing bad characteristic trait. Jesus coined a new word for covetousness, mammon, when he said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." The King James Version of the Bible transliterates the Greek word mammon, which may also be translated as the god of money. The Apostle Paul preferred to refer to covetousness as the love of money. He wrote, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." This is 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. While covetousness is a vice that causes relational difficulties, mammon is also idolatry. Something becomes idolatrous, that is, becomes a god, when we love it more than God. Jesus warns us, "You cannot serve two masters. You will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other." This is Matthew 6:24. Here we enter the realm of obsession and addiction as slaves of sin. We can be addicted to almost anything. Gerard May writes, "Addiction is a state of compulsion, obsession, or preoccupation that enslaves a person's will and desire. Two tests can be applied to potentially addictive behavior. Does the behavior disrupt relationships with other people close to you? Or do you experience withdrawal symptoms when you give it up? In this context, do you think covetousness can rise to the level of addiction?" Henry Cloud has an interesting suggestion for dealing with pain. Look at the misery and then make a personal rule to keep it from happening. In this case, God has seen the pain in our lives and has given us a rule: don't covet. More generally, the Ten Commandments do 3 things. They reduce our pain, they simplify our lives, and they help us to model ourselves after the one we claim to follow. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.